The original claim of responsibility came from an unknown group calling itself the Deccan Mujahideen, but Indian security officials have linked the attack to a group of Islamic radicals called Lashkar-e-Taiba, or LET, and, by extension, to Pakistan. The LET has denied responsibility for the Mumbai attack. India has so far offered no solid evidence of Lashkar-e-Taiba involvement outside of what it says was gleaned from interrogating the sole surviving gunman. But as one senior U.S. intelligence official, whose position requires him to remain anonymous, puts it, there's not a whole lot that points to anyone else. At least into the 1990s, Lashkar-e-Taiba, which means Army of the Pure in Urdu, was funded and trained by Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Directorate for a proxy war against Indian troops in Indian-controlled Kashmir. It has been blamed for a series of attacks, including the 2001 on the parliament in New Delhi, which brought Pakistan and India to the brink of open conflict. After that attack, Pakistan's then-president Pervez Musharraf banned the LET. But Robert Grenier, a former CIA counterterrorism chief with experience in Pakistan, says Islamabad made no real effort to quash the group.
Pakistani support certainly has lessened, but my strong suspicion shared by others is that the Pakistanis have balked at really trying to take these organizations apart in a serious way. Number one, because they're concerned about domestic backlash, and number two, because in the back of their minds they're thinking, you know, at some point we may have to reconsider this policy.
If the well-planned, sophisticated attack was carried out by Lashkar-e-Taiba, the question arises, does Pakistan control the group, or was it operating independently? Christine Fair, an analyst with the RAND Corporation in Washington, says there is little doubt in her mind that Lashkar-e-Taiba still answers to the Pakistani intelligence service.
They're an ISI asset, so the big question is not why did Lashkar do this, but why did the ISI order it?
Former CIA officer Robert Grenier says the LET may have been worried about the slowly thawing relationship between India and Pakistan.
It potentially brings Kashmir back to the fore, and it demonstrates to the Pakistani government and the Indian government, for that matter, that they won't stand by and watch a separate peace gain any momentum.
Sean Gregory, a South Asia terrorism analyst at the University of Bradford in Britain, says some elements in the ISI and the army are wary of Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari as well.
Now, Zardari rather casually was talking about nuclear arms control regimes. He's talking about progress on Kashmir and all those kind of things. And it's possible that that alarmed some in the military and ISI who want to destabilize this relationship, or that they want to destabilize Zardari himself.
Christine Fair says the attack could have even been a signal for the incoming U.S. President, Barack Obama, who, during the campaign, took a tough line on the issue of terrorist sanctuaries on Pakistani soil.
If you believe that Lashkar did this and you believe that Lashkar remains an asset of the ISI, and if you believe that Obama has been signaling much more strong line on Pakistan, this could have been an opportunity to even break the U.S.-Pakistan alliance.
But Fair says the United States very much needs Islamabad's support to fight terrorist groups along the Afghan border, so it would not act against Pakistan, even if its complicity in the Mumbai attacks were proved.
I think Pakistan sort of banks on this belief that the U.S. believes that it needs Pakistan more than Pakistan needs it. So in some sense, they may in fact just get away with this. I think that's going to be it. I mean, what are we really going to do about this? Nothing. Are we going to cut money off to the Pakistan Army? Are we going to cut money off to the civilians?
But analysts say that without evidence or a full investigation, all they have to offer now are theories. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has urged Pakistan to cooperate fully with the investigation of the Mumbai attack. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.